First and foremost, let me just tell you guys how much I fucking love you. I missed you, but I love you guys so much. February 18th is the last episode I did, episode 60. That is absolutely unacceptable, you guys. I have been just falling on my ass, dude. I don't know what the hell the deal is, but what can I say? I'm back. Let's get back into it, you guys. How's everybody been? I hope absolutely phenomenal. As I said, this is going to be episode 61 of the Rich Thayer Show podcast. And I tell you, in these last 2 months, there's been a lot going on. And I kind of felt that it'd be a good little icebreaker to get back to knock the dirt off the boots and fucking get back to stomping some ass. You know what I mean? And dude, there's been some good shit. There's been some bad shit going on. You know, my brother, I talked to you guys a little bit about it, who struggles with addiction up in Washington State. He was back in jail a couple times, actually, since the last time I did a podcast. So, you know, suffering a bit through that. But the subject I'm going to cover is kind of what always brings me back to center. And that is counting blessings beyond blessings. You know what I mean? Because aside from that, you know, dude, there's been folks getting married. My buddy Robert Bowers, I love you. You weird, crazy son of a bitch. I love you, dude. Congratulations, man. There's been folks making comebacks from surgeries. Eddie Lynch, you fucking savage. Total knee replacement. And he's been back on it, dude. We're accountability buddies. I talk about him a lot because he is super inspirational to me. There's probably, this is the one of the coolest ones. Not that those other ones aren't, they're fucking rad, but like people who are just trying new shit because they're finally over that fear of criticism from the people who are just sitting on the sidelines, man. And I've been talking to a lot of folks who are trying new shit. They're just doing things because they realize like maybe what they're currently doing isn't what they're meant to be doing long term. So they're saying, you know what, fuck it, I'm gonna give it a go. So I mean, and here's another thing I want to cab just kind of piggyback on that, because for me in this last 2 months I have also made another pivot. I was 2021, I was doing Amazon, and then that didn't blow my skirt up, so I pivoted and I was thinking I was gonna do online personal training. And this opportunity presented itself to me about 3 years ago while I was just getting started with Amazon. And I passed because I wanted to put my focus on Amazon to see if I could do it, see what I could learn from it, if I liked it, if it was something I wanted to do long term. Turns out I didn't. So the person who extended this opportunity, he is the coolest dude / soon to be mentor. He was so patient with me, dude. And just even as I left the Amazon thing and I started thinking like, well, maybe I want to do online personal training on the side too, started that. And then he extended this offer to me that was just too awesome and just clicked right at the very appropriate time that it needed to click for me to realize. You know, I spoke to my wife and she was like, oh hell yeah, this is you, this is what you need to do. And so it is purpose-filled. It is with a team that is just follows the same type of guidelines and perspective. And so pivoting, what I have learned in this last 2 months from myself and conversations is that people look at pivoting and sometimes they look at it as failures because the thing that they were trying didn't work. And that's horseshit, man. If you give it a solid effort and you learn from it, or you fail and realize like it's not meant for you, but you take that and you implement those lessons that you've learned into your next thing. As long as you continue to listen to that little whisper that's inside your soul, like that pivot or that failure, what you're deeming as a failure is just turning you in another direction to get you to that thing that's leading you to your purpose. You know what I mean? So it's not failure, it's process. So you gotta listen to it, you gotta lean into it, and you've gotta be grateful because those are blessings. So I'm just going to share with you guys something super quick. I ran across a cool little teaching. Before I get into it, though, if you guys want to throw a few bucks to the show, you know, I got to put out that shameless plug. patreon.podbean.com/richthere. And yeah, throw a few bucks, you know, $2,000-$4,000 a month is cool. No, I'm kidding, man. Five, six bucks. It doesn't matter. You don't have to. I would prefer, though, however, a review, like, comment, subscribe, share, all that shit. So, all right, back into it. I've been still kind of collecting the emails, the literature that resonates with me. So this is literally about, it's called Blessings Beyond Blessings. And so here we go. Our gratitude deepens when we begin to be thankful for being alive and living the life that we are living. Often, though, when we practice being thankful, we go through the process of counting our blessings, acknowledging the wonderful people, the things, and the places that make up our reality. While it's fine to be grateful for the good fortune we have accumulated, true thankfulness stems from a powerful comprehension of the gift of simply being alive, regardless of our circumstances. In this deep state of gratitude, we recognize the purity of the experience of being in and of itself. And our thankfulness is part of the awareness that we are one with this great mystery that's life. Think about that shit, right? Like, if you just stop and you get past all the material shit and you just think of how cool it is just to be alive and just to be going through this experience with people. It's fucking cool, man. It really is. It's just that. It's a blessing. We get so wrapped up in the shit we're trying to accomplish and the stuff we're trying to accumulate, and we lose sight of the fact that, like, this weird, crazy existence, what's it all really about? And, like, why shouldn't we just stop? Yeah, if something's fucked up right now and it's sliding downhill, but you know what? We're still on this ride. It's cool as shit. Back to it, sorry. It is difficult for most of us to access this level of consciousness, as we are very caught up in the ups and downs of the individual experiences in the world. But the thing to remember about the world is, it ebbs and flows, it expands and contracts, gives and takes, and by its very nature, somewhat unreliable. If we only feel gratitude when it serves our desires, this is not true thankfulness. No one's exempt from the twists and the turns of fate, which may, at any time, take the possessions, situations, and people we love away from us. Ironically, though, it's sometimes the kind of loss that awakens us to thankfulness that goes deeper than just being grateful when things go our way. Illness and near-miss accidents also serve as wake-up calls to the deeper realization that we are truly lucky to be alive. And we've all lost things, I'm sure, since February 18th. Folks have lost jobs, folks have lost loved ones. And sometimes it's hard to see the upside to that, or the lesson that God or the universe is trying to teach us, right? But we don't have to wait to be shaken to experience a state of being, to be truly thankful for our lives. Tuning into our breath and making an effort to be fully present for a set period of time each day can do wonders for our ability to connect with true gratitude. We also can awaken ourselves with the intention to be more aware of the unconditional generosity of the life force that flows through us regardless of our circumstances. And regardless of what we're going through, and regardless of our financial situation, you're alive, you're able-bodied, you're capable. I mean, I feel that more people need to realize that. I feel like, we're surrounded sometimes by a bunch of robots or a bunch of people who are just entitled, and they just, I don't know, man, I'm beyond grateful and thankful that I'm like what you call a delusional optimist, man, because I always look at the worst case, you know, what could happen. Okay, it doesn't end in death. It doesn't end with my daughters and my wife being put in harm's way. It doesn't end with my family, their health fading or whatever. Then okay, everything else is figure outable, right? We can get past it. So you guys, That was a good one. I hope you liked it. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Beyond Counting Blessings. There you go. Check it out. So yeah, I'm going to try to get back to either probably twice a week, just a couple short ones just to get shit kicked off, start getting the momentum back to it. And for the few of you that I do see or talk to every now and then, I really do appreciate you guys reaching out saying, hey man, when's the next fucking episode, bro? You're slacking. You suck. You know, go kick rocks, asshole. You know what I mean. Anyways, I appreciate the support, you guys. I fucking love you so much. Until next time, episode 61 is in the books. I love you guys. Oh, it's my sister's birthday today, too. Happy birthday, sis. I love you. April 12th. What else? It's been almost 2 months. It's ridiculous. Virtual fist bump. Let's get done with this one, all right? And I will talk to you guys really soon, next week, if not sooner. I love you guys so much. Peace. See ya. Go support the show. Patreon.podbean.com/richthere and stay awesome.